Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. The secret to my weight loss goes in three parts. One of those parts is what I ate every day, what I eat every day, what I swear by. It's Verda. It comes in three flavors: chocolate, vanilla, berry. Where do you buy it? My website, www.atreve-tisandtom.com. I've been eating this every day for 3 years. It changed my body. It changed my life. Verda, a variation for the word green. In Spanish, it's verde. In French, it's verd. In my language, it's weight loss. So that is how I walked into the big studio at Body and Soul on Sunday, August 30th for Transcend Mia. That song brought me in. It rings so moving to me. It just really sets me on fire. My roommate from Toronto called me last night and she said, Magda, you have to put it on your podcast. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to put this out, but I think I should put it out because there were a lot of people that couldn't come because of the hurricane. Although there was well over 100 people there, I think that there are some people that really wanted to hear me speak, and for reasons unbeknownst to me, were not able. So I'm going to, as close as I can, bring you to that experience. That was a song that brought me in to a room full of people. Most of them were there for the yoga, but some did just go just to hear me talk. So I was... like I said in the podcast for Gabriel Stunna, I kept looking at the faces saying, God, people really do love me. So here goes. I'm going to do it as close to the experience as I possibly could without, obviously, the wonderful dream team of goddesses sitting behind me. So here goes. God, Miami has beautiful people. Wow. When Alex built this place, I remember the construction, he never imagined so many beautiful people in one place. Nah, I'm not going to stay here. Get it? Namaste. You guys are beautiful. Thank you for coming. What's up, my kings and queens? How are y'all doing today? Welcome to Transcend Mia. Today is a day we turn everything around. The buck stops here. The game stops. My name is Magda, and the ladies behind me really don't need any introduction because they are notoriously B.I.G. in their own craft. It was all a dream. Please, meet Amy. She represents where we come from. And then, meet Amanda. She gives presents. It's where we're at. And then finally, and hopefully, is Sarah. She represents Destination Unknown. Isn't that where we're all going? We've got people from all over the world, so... let's give everybody a round of applause. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it. Please come in close. I don't want anyone to miss a thing. Touching is okay. Smelling is even better. The pheromones are on fire. Today, we are one. We will act powerfully as a community with emotion. Without emotion, we have nothing. We want to start by saying thank you. I'm going to say that a lot. I don't take it lightly that you gave up 2 hours of your life to be here. If somebody wanted to get their money back from a bookstore or a McDonald's or a Neiman Marcus, they can. All they have to do is ask. And if you don't like what you do here for the next 2 hours, guess what? I'll give you your money back. But what you can't get back is time. And if somebody asks me for my time, they better deliver or I'm going to be very upset. I want you to know that I know personally, up here, I'm the only mother. I know what it took for you to get here. Babysitting, family shifting, children, kids, flights, meetings, switching parties. I know. I promise we're not going to betray your trust for the next 2 hours. We're going to take you to a different level, a level that you've never been to. The only thing I ask of you is that you play full out with us and give me 100%. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored and I'm blown away. Even though this is close to my third year doing public events, it's been an amazing process. I'm honored that you took the time. And that's why I feel a great responsibility, but also a great excitement, because you guys are my friends, my family, my community, my workout peers. Because I've been doing this for a while, I'd have to be a complete idiot not to know that there's stages, there's patterns. So at this stage, I know what it takes to be fulfilled, happy, fit, strong, feel alive, feel passion, to be vibrant, to do well financially, but more important, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, to feel health in your relationships, to reach the pinnacle of your transcendence. And I also know that they're the opposite patterns, the ones that I try never, never to experience, that make us feel frustrated, overwhelmed, depressed, sad, lonely, cause struggle, financial, maybe poor body image, struggle, intimacy in your relationships. Those patterns, those are the ones we need to break today. So these patterns, they made me study the fastest way, and this is where I snapped on stage, to make a change and to transcend ideally and enjoyably. See, I'm trying to do the sound effects. Because for most of us, change is a big, heavy, daunting gray cloud. And you know what? I've discovered that there's tools and techniques that can help us create change painlessly, ideally, maybe even enjoyably. In the next 2 hours, we're going to immerse you in transcendence, dunk you in the ocean of possibility, and let you marinate like an 8-ounce steak and Ruth Chris down the street like my son likes, in powerful action through movement and breath. And this is going to develop what we all have in common in this room, and that's the will to succeed. We came here for progress. We came here for happy. We came here because we love Magda. But we're going to tap into your leader, because everyone in this room is a leader. Some people think you need to have a certain set of educational, familial, or financial credentials to achieve success. Well, guess what? I didn't go to Ivy League school. No, I didn't. And this negative thinking pattern that if thought more than just every now and then can become a powerful, self-fulfilling prophecy that can really be detrimental. I'd rather think that the people in this room are filled with desire, ambition, determination, persistence. And I suspect that you are too, otherwise you wouldn't be here right now. I'm more of the mantra that if I can do it, you can do it. See, I'm a visual learner. We're all leaders in this room. I don't care if you're a mom, be a great mom. If you lead your child and your child doesn't lead you, you're a leader. You could be a great dad, be a great business person, a great salesperson, a great negotiator, a great anything. Just a great human being is a contributor. And if you're contributing, you're a leader. And what does a leader have to lead first to be a good leader? That's right, themselves. So someone in the room yells yourself. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. And I think it was Vanessa Scotto. I'm not sure. I was trying to make eye connection with certain people that I know believe in me. And it gave me strength. Believe it or not, even though I'm very comfortable speaking in public, I need a support system also. And I had it, man. I'm a lucky lady. I didn't come here to try to make you follow me or to be a guru or to pretend I have all the answers to everything, because guess what? I've got more problems than you do, believe it or not. But I have spent my life focusing on what causes people to act differently and to change. And I've made it my obsession to see what makes a difference in people's lives. And that's a leadership component that I have in my life. And it doesn't mean that I want you to follow me. It just means that I live on my own terms, that I don't settle. I'm not guilty of not having made errors, but I definitely don't settle. I'm constantly sharing, giving, and creating. I'm always smiling. So life is never something I get bored of or burnt out from, ever. I'm always alive. And inside of me, I feel like there's something growing and transcending. And I want that for you. I really do. Because ultimately, what makes us happy is not achieving. Although I love to achieve. I call myself a goal crusher and a game changer. Every day, I do. Check my Instagram. But how many of you have gotten to an ultimate goal, achieved it, made it happen, and after achieving it, you say, is this it? Is this all there is? Say I. If you've been in this place, say I. So now everyone in the room goes, I. and like the hands shoot up. And you know what happens? The serotonin is released in my brain. Okay. And my shaking hands, they turn into cement now. Now I am Martin Luther King. It's kind of a scary moment because you kind of like give it everything you got and it's like, meh. And maybe for a while it's good, but it doesn't seem to last because it's not really what we get that makes us happy. You see, it's not about the cash. It's about who we become in the process, how we live our life, who we are as people. People can take the stuff, okay? The stuff that you are accumulating in your closet and in your drawers. They can take it from you. But they can't take who you've become. And you can't take that stuff to the grave. No. And in that juice, there is a certain aliveness. And in that passion, there is something good. You know what's funny is that people try to be something that they're not, instead of being who they really are. And if I'm really going to tell you what Transcend Mia is about, it's not only about transcending or changing yourself for the better. The real transcendence takes place when you're yourself. Because if you're not yourself, then who are you? What are you doing? And as odd as that sounds and as overused as that phrase is, knowing thyself and then being thyself, that's the hard part. And that is what Transcend Mia is about. Identifying who you are and being comfortable with being yourself. You know, it's all about getting to the peak performance of who you are and creating change rapidly to get to that place. If you're going to take a valuable lesson from here, okay, it's the science of achievement. But believe me, it is a science. It's an art form. Specific things that you do, they become laws. You follow them and you get a specific result. If you go to the gym every day, you get abs. If you go to university every day, you get a diploma. Aristotle says that excellence is not an act, but a habit. Today, for instance, you're going to breathe and move and you're going to leave relaxed, renewed, and my new favorite word, rejuvenated. But hopefully you will apply this formula in your own journey after you leave here today and realize that if you change your habits on the daily, change does take place. On the daily. Homework for tonight, because Transcend Mia doesn't just end after 2 hours. No, it continues. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Create a list. Take your favorite pen, and I have a drawer full of favorite pens, but I'm going to take a special pen tonight, and I'm going to do my homework. I'm going to make a list of what I do every day. I'm going to take that same favorite pen, and I'm going to make another list of what makes me happy. So the two lists, the practice I have every day and the ones that make me happy, I'm going to put them side by side and I'm going to compare and I'm going to contrast and I'm going to then audit. Okay. And if you don't have an auditor, I have a great accounting company. This practice, this homework is the art of fulfillment. Success without fulfillment is failure. I work with very successful people that have more money than they know what to do with, that they burn the cash, right? The devil. Well, let me tell you something. They have the love, respect from their community, their friends, their family. They have all the money in the world. And guess what? They're not happy. They remain unhappy. When you leave here today, you know what I want? I want you to be successful and fulfilled. And then you're going to be happy. Through the yoga, you will act in a movement and breath. But more than that, you can reflect on what makes you happy. Now, in the room, this is where I introduce like some people, some of the sponsors and stuff. And I can see I've got them engaged. It's exhilarating, man. So today is the beginning of the journey. Today, I want you to snap. See, now I snapped both my fingers. Hopefully there's a picture like that. And create the moment where you create the change in your relationship, your body, your profession. Snap. Do you remember the moment where everything changed for you? Remember that moment where you had the chance to save it or break it? How many of you want to have a moment like that today? Say I, and guess what? Guess what happened when I said that? Everybody in the room said I. They shouted I. And that's what today's about. Are you for that? Say yes or no, my kings and queens. And guess what happened? They all said yes. The thrill. Oh my God, I love to feel a thrill. So if we're going to make that happen, and if we're not going to have another discussion, and if we're going to lead in our own life, by the way, who do you have to lead first? Yourself. Somebody screamed yourself. I, of course, you know, said, I like you, which means you got to know who you really are. The challenge in that is the conditioning. And this is where I point to Amy, who's sitting right behind me, because Amy represented yoga through the conditioning. I should say, because most of us are conditioned to think and act and behave in a certain way. Yes, we are. Doesn't matter who your parents are. We were taught to be a certain way, to act and think in a certain way. And sometimes for some people, they live their entire life like that instead of breaking the conditioning. Because guess what? Our parents aren't perfect. It's kind of like this online dating thing. I was at Beachcraft with a group of friends the other night. And this is a true story, by the way. And the topic of conversation was Tinder, Match.com, and my favorite, J-Day, you know, the Jewish one, where, and everybody started to laugh when I did that, where two people put up their best pic, right? But the pics have like 1,000 filters, right? And they're wearing clothes from 1979 that belong to somebody else. And underneath these fictitious pics, these two liars, they start describing themselves. And for matters of discussion, and by the way, this is exactly what I did at Transcendmia. They, for matters of this discussion, it's a man and a woman. Okay, so underneath the woman, she writes, I love to cook and clean and suck toe jam while you're watching a football game. And then he writes, I love to cook and clean and I love kids, when he really can't resist them. He can't stand kids. And what they're doing is they're lying to each other. And the goal is to get a date. And the worst part about this is that some people get married under these circumstances without really knowing their partners. You know, it's good to know the good, the bad, and the ugly of the person you're going to marry, or worse, date, or possibly do the dance with, right? Okay, when you go to a yoga event, don't play mat.com, man. That's just so cheesy. Get to know someone, you know, make it worthwhile. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so they do this, they lie to each other, and they get to the date. Ultimate goal is achieved. What happens? They're unfulfilled. They're not being themselves. The real secret in fulfillment is being yourself. It might not be elegant being yourself, okay? Because you have to show your flaws, but it's honest. Billy Joel loves honesty, and so do I. Oftentimes, we try to be something that we're not because we feel connected. Connected to what we've been taught. We're not guilty. We're just conditioned to think this way. I want you to, I'm going to ask all of you to break the connection today of what you've been taught and take a risk. Try something different, something new, because you're in a safe environment here at Body and Soul. No one's going to go home and talk about the crap that we did here today, I promise. You can experiment here. However, you will find your pictures all over Instagram and Facebook by 5 o'clock today. Because a great way to know if it's really you, I'm going to tell you, a great way to feel alive is when you are spontaneous. Right now, you're being spontaneous. You're doing something out of the norm. You feel euphoria. You feel strong, unlimited, free. It's like going to another country and reinventing yourself. You feel free. And a way to look for this is by doing things like what you're doing right now. And then the real you stands up. The real you shows up. The real Slim Shady, please stand up. Please stand up. We've all been conditioned to think that the secret to life is intellect or minds or education. I honor and I appreciate great minds. I work with them every day. But the real fuel of life, the real gas, is emotion. And emotion is not always pretty, it's not elegant, and it doesn't always fit into the social or cultural thing, but it's what creates movement. I don't really care what you think of me, I'm gonna tell you the truth. And you know what? That's made me a very good living. It's made me be stress-free, and I'm happy, man. I'm happy saying what I feel and being who I am. When you are who you are, when you get moved, that is transcendence. So when we say no, wow, the power in saying no. How many of us in this room need to say no more often? Oh my God, I wish the house, oh, that was a great question. No, I will not go back. I'll only go forward. No, I will not settle for this. No, I'm not going to stop. No, I'm not going to say something because it's convenient. No, I'm going to do what's good for me. I'm going to drink that glass of wine. Tell the truth. When somebody does that, what happens? A leader is formed. I remember, okay, I'm going to take off my life coaching hat. Now I'm going to be Magda. By the way, this is exactly what I did on stage. I remember the first time I said no in my life. And I said, no, I'm not going to remain in a cheating marriage. No, I'm not going to do that because I'm afraid of losing all my cash. No, I'm not afraid of the unknown. And no, I'm not going to stay fat because I was fat. I mean, I wasn't obese. By any means ever, but I was fat for me. No, I'm not going to kill myself and suck on a cigarette again. Those changes, that all came from human emotion. And if you really want to create change, you have to master and harness those emotions. And if you can do that, oh my God, there's a difference between should and must. Now, if you can do that, you're already different than 99.99% of the planet, because what? 99.99% of the planet is enslaved by their emotions. They can't get out of the cage. So if you want to transform, you need to get addicted. Addicted to what? To being a better you. There is a better you when you fully understand what drives you and you break those patterns that we're running over and over and over again. Patterns don't lie. We need to break the negative patterns, the toxic ones, and we need to pump up the volume on the good ones. If only we could apply this to our own lives, right? Oh my God, it would be freedom. Think about it. When do we learn and absorb the most in life? As kids, right? We don't care what we look like. When we fall, we just what? Get back up again. And this is the time we just do shit. Unless some ignorant adult teaches us that falling is not allowed because it's wrong and that we're fragile. And if that happens, guess what? We live in a culturally unfit environment. We have never fought in a war. How many people in this room have fought in a war? No arms went up. Of course, no one fought in a war. We've all had struggles, but we haven't had real challenges like facing death. I did ask if anyone in the room faced death, and three hands went up. And I did meet them after the session, and I met some wonderful people. I really did. And the testimonials don't stop coming in, and I'm pumped. I'm doing this again on the daily, getting a download from Spotify or getting Facebook likes. Those are the challenges that we face on the daily. I mean, as a culture, we're privileged. We're privileged culture. We're lucky to be in this room right now, bettering ourselves. It's pretty fucking amazing because the lives in this room are already 99.99% better than the rest of the earth. You know that most of the earth lives on less than $2 a day. You know, most people on our earth right now are what? Illiterate. They can't read. Do you know most people cannot just swipe their finger and get an answer like that from the World Wide Web to answer any question they want? Instantaneous responses like us? We're here. We're lucky. And with great privilege comes what? Great responsibility. And my hope is that after today, the experience you take from here, the great change of transcendence, transformation, that you take it in your own journey. And I know you're going to do that because you promised to play full out with me. And I know you're going to be inspired to share what you've learned here with the masses and feel the joy in that great contribution as well, because sharing is caring. So let's do something different, starting with Amy. And then I kept pointing to Amy because believe it or not, me and the three girls in Transcend Mia, we got this on lockdown, okay? It was beautiful. It was seamless. Let's stop talking and take some action. I'm not one of those people that believe in only positive thinking. No, if you think I'm one of those people, you've been reading too much social media. I don't believe in well-wishing is going to cross that line. I don't believe that. No, I'm not one of those people that runs in a marathon and says, oh, this is great. Oh, this is fun. Yay. Hey, I'm not one of those people. I'm not. I'm one of the people all the way in the back of the marathon yelling, oh my God, is there a God? My shins are killing me. My back is killing me. And I'm yelling all kinds of obscenities. And it's not pretty. It's not. But you know what I am? I'm a heavily metalled marathon runner. I have a whole lot of bling on my walls. You got to tell the truth, even if it's ugly. The happy isn't in crossing the finish line. It's in becoming a better self. I love to hear when people say I'm skeptical, I'm a pessimist, I'm negative. You know, they cross their arms and they're like, I don't believe that. You need to show me. You need to prove it to me. I'm too cool for school. Kind of like, you know, those people that are very negative. I say to those people, you know what I think you are? I think you're gutless. And I think you're a coward. Because really, what guts does it take to be skeptical and say it's not going to work? What risk is being taken by a pessimist? How cool is it not to attempt to be better? It's that 9/11 manner of thinking. Why should I try if I could die anyway? We as a country suffered great psychological damage when those close to 4,000 people died. What we don't think about every day is that close to 4,000 people die every day of cancer. Our focus is fickle. Stop Smoking, Start Living is in this room right now. If you know someone killing themselves, please see me after the session. How many smokers are in this room? Guess what? No one. No one raised their hand. And you know what? I think there were smokers in the room. But I think they were embarrassed to be themselves. So I said, say I, and no one said I. And then I was going to say, now say I want to die. But since no one said I didn't get the chance to say that. So you got to be honest. That's the truth. Because if you are a smoker, you got to admit it, right? I know there were smokers in the room because I know them personally. Let's just, for example, say somebody can spend a whole lifetime writing a book, a project, or making a movie, put all of their passion and infuse it in there, you know? And then along comes a critic. And isn't there always a critic? He comes to critique it. Anybody can critique something. It's easy. It takes no guts. What does take guts is to put yourself on the line and make yourself vulnerable and say, I'm going to make this work, knowing that if it doesn't, I could possibly be devastated, possibly bankrupt, embarrassed, and definitely humiliated. Did you guys see the movie Southpaw? But you know what disappointment and devastation do to me? They're great emotions if you know how to use them. You can convert them to drive you to be something bigger, better, and bolder, kind of like the gym we're standing in, our in-kind sponsor, Body and Soul. Thank you. But, and that's what I did. But most people are too weak to harness these emotions or even risk feeling them. Are you one of these people? And see, I didn't say I, and everybody in the room immediately said no, which for me was a great relief because most people protect themselves by not even trying to do something. Instead of, you know, they just feel like it's so unsurmountable, all the problem, that they just walk away. Do you know how many times it took GOAT, and I asked everybody in the room if they know what GOAT stands for, and Jay Marcos screams across the room, greatest of all time. And coming from him, I thought it was magical. Do you know how long it took Michael Jordan to be Michael Jordan? Or PayPal to be PayPal, or Google to be Google? Commit yourself to you today and lead yourself to success. Be honest. For example, if the problem is weight, don't say I'm big boned. Don't say I'm addicted to gluten. Don't say all that. So just say I'm fat. Say I'm fat. And you're not helping yourself if you're lying to yourself, okay? If you love someone and you're saying, no, I don't love someone, you're doomed. Embrace and feel the pain and take action against the fat, regardless of what people think. And if you love someone, go after them with everything you have. Admit the wrong is the first step. How is your relationship really? Who do you love really? How is your profession really? Are you happy? By the way, you're probably better than most people right this second. So I honor who you are right now. But you wouldn't have come here today if you weren't seeking to be better in some way. All of us in this room are different, race, color, religion, gender. But what we all have in common is that we don't want to settle. How many people came into this room to get more? Say I. They all screamed. How many people came here because they want more? Say I. They all screamed. If you came here today because you want more, or you want to get more, say I. They went bananas. And so then I say, more love, respect, health, energy, focus, confidence, success, spirit. Guess what? I've got a secret. That's not why you came here today, because I've been doing this for a while. And usually what we really need the most is something we're unaware of. So while you are practicing yoga, the real kind, with the Goddess Dream Team standing behind me today, be aware and mindful that you could learn something you weren't expecting about yourself that can open doors to ways you've always hoped for. So if you live in that expectation, I think you're going to find that it might really be there. Energy is expressed through movement of the human body. Like a child walks into the room and says, woo. They just jump and they go, woo. They do it all the time. I'm asking you to play like that today through your yoga. I want you to go, woo. Children don't care if they look stupid. You're not defined by how you look. I mean, Jesus Christ, if you want to post it, post it. If you want to follow, follow. I'm going to ask you to get rid of the rules, to take a bite, to take a risk. How many of you are going to go for the I am going to try almost anything within reason in the next hour attitude? Say I. The house went bananas when I said that. Addiction is a myth, people. We were conditioned to think we can be addicted to drugs, to failure, to food. The only shift I'm addicted to is being better, and I don't care what it takes. I wish the same addiction for you. Change how you feel right now. And watch everything change. Be your own, and I put my hands together in prayer position, medicine. Flip the switch on that bitch quick. Amy, could you please take us where no man is easily willing to go? And then Amy took the baton and led us into her session of yoga, and then on to Amanda's, and then on to Sarah's, and then, you know, like a party with all the sponsors and stuff. Transcend Mia came in a time in my life where I didn't realize I desperately needed it. For the people that were in the room, I won't forget every single person in there. The testimonials are still coming in. The photographs are moving. I'm thinking of things, professionally speaking, in a different light. But personally speaking, Transcend Mia pretty much confirm for me what I wanted to do and what I have been doing all of my life, just didn't realize it. And that is bettering myself. And in that, I'm bettering others. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you if you were in the room. And I hope you transcend and get to your peak performance. Okay, so on the way in, I said the Cash was a song. On the way out, I was singing in my own head, when will I see you again? Because I always wanted to be a singer. How about that?
I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.